Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to life's little brain boo-boos. Today we're tackling something that plagues us all at some point or another. Procrastination. Ever felt like that deadline is breathing down your neck, yet you're still scrolling through cat videos? You know that feeling when the to-do list is longer than your arm, but motivation feels about as present as a unicorn in your living room. Well, buckle up, because we're diving into how to conquer procrastination and get your focus back on track. Firstly, let's be real. Procrastination isn't just laziness. It's often fear in disguise, fear of failure, fear of the unknown, even fear of success. Think about it, sometimes we procrastinate because a task feels overwhelming, or we don't know where to start. So, step one is acknowledging those fears head on. You're not alone in feeling this way, and recognizing it is the first step to conquering it. Next up, break down those monstrous tasks into bite-sized pieces. Ever try to eat a whole pizza in one sitting? Not exactly the most efficient or enjoyable experience, right? Same goes for big projects, divide them into smaller, manageable chunks that feel less daunting. Each little victory boosts your confidence and keeps you moving forward. Speaking of confidence, celebrate those wins, no matter how small. Give yourself a pat on the back for finishing that chapter, completing that email, or even just making a start. Positive reinforcement goes a long way in building momentum and keeping you motivated. Think of it as training your brain to associate good feelings with getting things done. Now, let's talk environment. Your surroundings can either fuel your focus or send your attention spiraling into the abyss. Declutter that workspace, put your phone on silent seriously, and create a dedicated space where you can truly concentrate. You know that feeling when you walk into a clean, organized room and instantly feel more productive? That's not just in your head, it's science. Finally, remember to be kind to yourself. We all have those days when our focus feels like a leaky faucet. Don't beat yourself up for occasional slip-ups, acknowledge them, learn from them, and get back on track. Consistency is key, not perfection. So, keep showing up, keep taking those small steps, and watch your productivity soar. Okay, let's bring it to life with a real-world example. Imagine you have a big presentation coming up. You know it's important, but the thought of putting everything together feels overwhelming. You might find yourself scrolling through social media or cleaning your apartment. Who are we kidding? We've all been there. Instead of actually working on the slides. But here's where our tips come in. Break down the presentation into smaller sections: research, outline, design visuals, and practice your delivery. Celebrate each section completed. Set up a dedicated workspace, turn off distractions, and remind yourself why this presentation matters. You got this. So, remember, procrastination is a beast we can tame. Embrace those fears, break down tasks, celebrate wins, create a focus-friendly environment, and be kind to yourself along the way. You've got the power to stay focused, crush your goals, and turn that later into now. Now go out there and make it happen. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a boost of focus. And if you have any tips or tricks for beating procrastination, drop them in the comments below. Let's build a community of focus, awesome people together. Tune in tomorrow for another brain-boosting session. Until then, keep those creative juices flowing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.